If you've driven along I-65 past downtown Birmingham, you might see construction near 2nd Avenue North. Going up are little shelters clumped just off the side of the highway. This is part of Birmingham's strategic plan for reducing homelessness. WBHM's Jordan Davis had the opportunity to meet with key figures and visit the site.
Cranes crash and metal bangs by the Faith Chapel Care Center just west of downtown Birmingham, a ministry that does outreach to unhoused people. Those who frequent the organization have become familiar with the beeps of construction trucks and huge yellow cranes in the sky. They're building a community of small homes nestled behind the care center. The homes are built close together yet still provide space to have some privacy. Deborah Blaylock is the executive director of Faith Chapel Care Center. She shows off one of the micro shelters by describing a fictitious unhoused person named John.
This is for John, who cannot, for whatever reason, he cannot stay in congregate housing. Now he can sleep at night because he has a place he's safe.
Inside are a bed, desk, shelving, windows, and a lockable door for privacy.
We have 24/7 security. So a security guard is at the gate. No one can get in. So now he can sleep. Now he can get his wits about him.
An initiative called Home for All is responsible for these small pallet homes. This 12-month pilot program aims to improve situations for those who face chronic homelessness by providing them with a pallet home for shelter, access to social workers, warm meals, and other services. The city of Birmingham began the program in 2023. It's backed by $2.4 million in city money and involves multiple organizations. Blaylock says those partnerships will be key to providing wraparound services to the unhoused.
Because see, now we don't have to worry about a dental appointment, you're trying to get John to dental. We have a partner. If he needs glasses, we have a partner.
Blaylock says while partnerships are important, establishing connection with those who are unhoused is what drives their work on the ground.
We build trust. They get themselves together. Now they have a clean place. They can wash their clothes. We're teaching them how to wash their clothes. We have a laundry assistant that teach them that. We get them the help they need. Then we connect them to some housing resources. If they need their Social Security paperwork filled out, you know, whatever, so they can start getting income.
Ann Regal, the executive director of the Mid-Alabama chapter of the American Red Cross, is another key figure in Home for All. She's been Blaylock's right-hand woman, helping develop the plans that were eventually presented to the city. She says these small homes are not intended to compete with shelters that are already operating in Birmingham.
This is literally for street homeless individuals, and that's where we're going to see that needle being moved. We're going to see some impacts on people that are living in the street, because there's no dignity in that, and that's what this project can provide, is dignity.
Home for All is wrapping up last-minute construction at Faith Chapel Care Center. These initial 14 shelters are expected to open by the beginning of April. A second site is in the works. Urban Alchemy, a California-based nonprofit assisting with Birmingham's homelessness effort, will lead that part of the project. Jordan Davis, WBHM.